Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to start by apologizing for not making it to yesterday's broadcast. It was kind of a last-minute development. I mean, I used to often work in the mornings before the show. Something wound up taking quite a bit longer than I had anticipated. I thought I would be able to still, you know, multitask, do the show, but that was a key moment. Things happened to fall on. I really couldn't open the show then, and by the time I was fully available, though the show was almost over, I honestly didn't want to interrupt at that point because I thought the dialogue between Mr. David Scorpio and Michael Sledge was fantastic. I thought it was a really great show. Well, thank you, David, for covering. You did great. I mean, I hope you have your own show on RBN very soon because you definitely deserve it, you know, and you do just as well at live radio as any sort of podcasts you frequent. And, of course, everyone can check out, though, David's he has a new one with a new set of series, really, with Michael Sledge. And you can check all those out at grism.blogspot and do a search term Scorpio to find all the shows there. But, no, yes, folks, I do have, I believe I have Wilhelm Felderhoff connected, our regular Thursday co-host here. Wilhelm, hello. Are you there, sir?
Hey, hello, Richard. Good to be with you. I hope my audio is working. It didn't seem to work before, but I hope it works now.
Yes. It sounds just fine. Sounds good.
Okay, great. Well, good to be with you. And I'm reporting back in the mainland, back in France at this moment. So it's very good to be back. Very grateful to be back. And much respect for you as well. But you just mentioned you're combining work with doing the shows, daily show, that's an enormous commitment. So much respect and thanks for that.
Well, yes, I'm very glad to contribute what I can and to feature a lot of people on who have much more research and street cred under their belt as well. People like yourself, for that matter. And so, yes, no, it's very good to do what I can to get information out there and voices heard. So thank you. Wanted to also introduce, we have an additional co-host today per your request, Wilhelm. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct, actually. And that's Paul in California. And last time he called in, and it was just a short moment that he called in because it was at the end of the show, but he stressed actually the reality where we are in and fact that we are in a continuous state of war, and that many people are just not realizing it to the degree that they take actions accordingly to that. And he has this ability to express it in an eloquent way without weighing his words. And I like that. So I thought maybe it's a good idea to have him on again.
Well, without further ado, we do have with us Paul in California. Welcome, Paul. Okay. He'll have to reconnect here. I don't know. Someone doesn't like him. He's certainly on someone's radar lately, it seems. Just too many coincidences. How could it disconnect so often when he's about to contribute there?
How about now, gentlemen? Am I on the air?
Yes, now you're on the air. Wow.
Well, I have a theory, but by the way, thank you for your kind words, Wilhelm. That now makes me the most requested man in radio. I thought I would make an announcement today to, shall we say, as an addendum to my announcement on Tuesday. You know, I was a little hasty on Tuesday when I said, it's the Jews. And I wanted to now amend that. Upon further research, I realized it's actually not totally the Jews. It's Bigfoot. Bigfoot from various nooks and crannies in the rocky terrain of both America and Canada, and also some of the forests in Siberia. And they're using Jews as their proxy. So the Jews are not fully responsible, and I realized this now after I received a phone call from B'nai B'rith as well as the ADL. So I wanted to make that correction, and then we can now move on. And then one other thing. I heard your introduction and your thanks to Dave Scorpio and Mike Sledge, and I heard that show yesterday. I also thought it was very good. And I wanted to now let everybody know that Dave Scorpio got a lot of his talent and inspiration from me. And if you ask him, I think he might even tell you that.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he'd, give all his credit owed to you.
Hey, so real quick before the show begins, I just had this idea this morning. It occurred to me, you know how you know that the Jews have taken control of your society? This is my theory. I'm working on it, and you know, you tell me if it makes sense to you. So first of all, it's based on the premise that all cultures will evolve upwards until they come up with their version of YouTube, okay? All cultures will progress and evolve upward until they come up with a video platform where people can share, post short videos, medium videos, long videos about all sorts of different subjects, and everything is going just fine. And then you know the Jews have taken over when this video platform is now unwatchable because almost every single video contains either an ad for some penis, you know, modifying medicine, where they'll show you like a cucumber and they'll talk about your tool, or some like prostate, you know, shrinking medicine of some sort. And I think this is the telltale sign because the Jews apparently are fascinated by the penis and all the surrounding structures. So that's my contribution this morning before we commence with the regular show.
Well, regarding video platforms, I'm certainly glad that you didn't lose it and criticize cat videos, because we need our cat videos. They're important, and you know, I see no room to criticize them. Of course, the ancient Egyptians had it right. Cats are to be worshipped as our superiors, in the background watching what we try to deal with on this planet. But anyway. Wilhelm, I don't know, where would you like to take things? And I don't know, would you like to elaborate further on some of what content you've appreciated from Paul?
Well, I'd like to also confirm that cats keeps me sane lately. If I see the memes and the importance of cats nowadays, they are really operating in a more normal dimension, it seems, than human beings. And they stay sane in a certain way. So, yeah, it keeps me sort of uplifted as well. They're a very important ally, I think, in this insane. And, yeah, so I agree. And the other thing, what Paul brought up about Bigfoot, that makes total sense indeed. But I would say that we also deal, besides these Jews, that which we often forget is this massive army of shovels goy and just white people actually who are facilitating these sick, ludicrous agendas. Sometimes forget that because we try to point, project it in a certain way. But I think it's important because the most people you see in the visible realm, at least for the masses, they are just so-called, you know, white fellow human beings who are facilitating this madness. So I think it's an important thing also to keep in mind.
Yeah, they're the worst in my opinion. So Wilhelm, I have a question over there in Europe where you are. So here in America, you know, we have actual white people that we probably have all encountered, and of course we can see them on videos. Parroting the Jew talking points, such as, oh, we're all a nation of immigrants, or diversity is our strength. And it really is unbelievable. Or, of course, white people that will call you a racist. And I've always held these people in the lowest possible light, you know, because to me, you know, they don't even know the word, and what they're really trying to convey, all they're really trying to say is you're just a bad person by calling you a, quote, a racist. Are there such things in Europe where people are repeating these sorts of phrases? I can't imagine there's a "we're all a nation of immigrants" campaign in some of these European countries, but I don't know.
Well, I think the situation is, I'm glad to say that, Paul, but I think the situation is even worse in Europe. In Holland, for sure, what I see, but in the other countries as well, in the UK, for instance, it's the same. But in Holland, I mean, which is the epic center of liberalism in a certain way. Because now, as a former pilot, it's always interesting to see similarities between flying, the law of aviation, and the law of life itself, natural law principles. If you work in opposition with it or you violate these laws or principles, it's often fatal. And liberalism is clearly an expression of this ideology. It's a suicidal ideology. But now we have passed this point of no return, to speak in aviation terms. In Holland, because in Holland, in institutions, in politics, but also in the city councils, there are many immigrants who they consider themselves as Dutch, but they're actually Turkish or Moroccan or second generation. In France, it's even fourth generation or third generation, so it's even worse in a certain way. But you have mayors, for instance, the mayor of Rotterdam, he's a Moroccan. And the consequence of this is that if you have city councils or meetings where you have there, for instance, there's one party in Holland, it's called Forum for Democracy, which says the right things, and they just say everything, the white genocide thing, which is it's forbidden to say these terms, because then you're being labeled racist, of course. But they just mention the statistics in the big cities where the white people are now minorities in Holland. But the problem is that the representatives for the different political parties are themselves immigrants. So this is clearly past the point of no return. They cannot see this concept of white genocide or the Koudenhoven clergy plan in full affected now as we speak and visible, because they just cannot see it. I have a friend, he's an Iranian. He came to Holland, his parents came to Holland, but he couldn't see it. He didn't see the ridiculous, this Jewish television garbage with all this multicultural race mixing promotion in every commercial, every series, all this garbage on television. But he couldn't see it because he is Iranian. He was open-minded for this stuff. He's quite open-minded. But he just couldn't see it because he is an Iranian. But now he called me last week. He said, "Listen, Willem, I'm walking here in The Hague. That's my home city in Holland. I walked from that's a certain street to the central station. I literally didn't see one white person. That was the first time that he just saw that, which was already for years. It's visible, but more and more and more. So that's a big problem. And that's also a clear indication that we have passed the point of no return. This is going to get nasty, and it's going to get chaos in a certain way. It's going to escalate. So, yeah, it's very bad. And you still cannot say anything because then you're labeled a racist."
And, of course, the handouts, the free money, regular payments to all of these people just for being an invader. You know, well, they call them a refugee, economic migrant, immigrant, all these euphemisms. A dreamer is what we heard here in the U.S. from people like Biden. But it's really a way to keep them in check about all the political correct agendas, even with all these cultures not being too accepting of feminism or the LGBT and transgender and sex operation stuff. They have to let their children be indoctrinated if they want to keep getting the free stuff. They'll even learn, but it seems like it'll be pretty hard. Already past the point of no return, as you say, but before there's any chance anything can be reversed, when people are just given this money, they're going to, the non-whites, that is, they're going to keep at anything which will further that. And yes, the white genocide is just a matter of time, unfortunately. But Paul.
Well, at the same time, it's both sad and infuriating. Similar things here in California, you know, the land of diversity. City council here locally is just a bunch of Asians and, you know, Beaners, and every now and then there's a white person. L.A., I saw some video a couple years ago. There was a city council meeting. I don't know if it was L.A. proper, but one of the major cities in the L.A. area. And, yeah, it was like all these non-Americans, you know, these Asians. And here's the thing that's so, in many ways, infuriating is not only do they not recognize it, but it would be quite the task to really correct, you know, the wiring in their brains. Because a lot of these people, I'm sure, are coming to these advanced countries, and they're advanced because of us, not because of them. And, you know, they grow up here if they're born and raised here, and then maybe they get into the second or the third generation. They just think that this is the way it always was. No, there was always paved roads and automobiles. There was always electricity. There was always running water. Well, there was always hospitals. There was, you know, it's just, it's so insane and infuriating that, you know, we, us Western man, white people, are not only, you know, not given the credit, okay, that these other people are not taught the truth, the reality of who brings civilization, but that they are programmed against us to consider us as, like, well, here in this country, you know, there's people like blacks have been for many decades now using the term white devil. I remember as a kid in the 60s and the 70s hearing the term white devil coming out of blacks' mouths. And so, yeah, it's, like I said, I've been clear for at least 4, 5, 6 years. You know, it's pretty straightforward and pretty simple. We have to be racist and we have to be mean. There's no non-racist way out of this. Okay, so they can come up with any word they want. In the end, what rules the world and has ruled the world for a very long time is physical force. I didn't invent it. It's just, it is what it is. I can only articulate it, and I'm not necessarily, glad for it, or even necessarily an advocate, but only in the sense of self-defense. And let's face it, we're in the position where we have to engage in the minimal amount of self-defense force necessary to even survive. And if we don't want to go the way of various species of other life on this planet that have disappeared, then we have to start thinking in terms of being not just self-interested, but ruthlessly self-interested. And I've had that mindset since about the 90s, to be honest with you. And I'm just waiting for everybody else to kind of come along.
Well, on that note, we have the break approaching, so I'll just pause and remind everyone to support RBN to keep all this free speech possible. You can call in to make your donation at 800-724-2719, extension 3, or you can mail that payable to RBN to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We'll be right back. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff, and our additional co-host, who is my regular Tuesday co-host, I might add, Paul in California. And I was just also thinking that it must be just complete cognitive dissonance to a lot of these foreigners of brown descent who must think, well, by the time that United States is destroyed, I'm sure there'll be plenty of other white countries we can immigrate to who give out plenty of free stuff to brown people. And then after those are destroyed, I'm sure by then there'll still be yet other white countries that will suddenly pop up and that will have all of these things that the countries we came from don't have. Which we can flock to, which will give out plenty of free stuff to brown people. And I am never going to bother thinking about why all these better inventions, infrastructure, low crime, more freedoms, high trust society is in white countries. I won't think about that whatsoever. It must have been the Native Americans who did that before the evil white devil came. Yeah, that's it.
I would encourage you to, and anybody else who's listening who's not seen it, there's a movie I just watched, it was on YouTube, called Empire of Dust, and it's about the Chinese in Africa. You know, they're trying to build a road and, you know, make all these improvements, and, you know, you really just get an idea of who these Africans are and the difference, I mean, between, you know, civilized people, I mean, such as the Chinese, as, you know, they're vastly more intelligent and civilized than the Africans. I mean, there's one particular scene where they, you know, they're in this camp, and you know, they have all these African workers that they hired, and they outfit them with, you know, hard hats and vests and so on and so forth. They're giving them an introductory, you know, day lecture about, okay, not to steal from the camp and to take your work seriously. And just the expressions on their faces, the look in their eyes, you could just see the difference. I mean, it's just very, very revealing. So again, it's called Empire of Dust. If you're ever interested to check it out, you don't even need to see the whole thing. You can just watch half of it. You'll know.
And Willem, would you like to comment here?
Yeah, well, what I would say about it is that in the European cities where the minority is white now, that's just a fact, all the French big cities, but also in Holland. But these, you cannot blame these people. They come here, they get paid by these governments here, and being brought in, of course, by the Jew, they made these immigration laws, and they are feeding it for their agenda of this to get out the white, to create this so-called black race mixed slave or whatever. But these people are used to live in chaos and to live in war zones, civil war zones and chaos. So if their money thing is being closed down, then they will just thrive while we are sort of sitting ducks. We have been dumbed down and divided and busy with nothing in a certain way. And we are sitting ducks. So I totally agree there with Paul, what he said before the break, that we need to really grow up and see this as the reality as it is. It's not going to be nice. It's not maybe going to be in a certain direction. Are we going to stop this? No, it's not going to stop it. And somewhere this has to go. It's the only way. It's like flying. You have to go through the bad weather, and you have to just let go. But be protected and make sure you have to let go people as well. Family and friends, who it's just a waste of energy. And some of these people will even become your enemy if it's really going to be bad. So it's really a matter of taking responsibility.
And, well, South Africa is the main example I'm aware of where things really went bad. But I'm sure there are others, people more knowledgeable of history than myself could cite, Willem.
Yeah, it's a great example. See where things are going. You have now black people there even saying, oh, shoot, it was not so bad before. And when the white man left, or since the white man left, or this whole Mandela effect was over there, things deteriorated in a dramatic way, also for black people. So they are sort of also, that's a good thing. And, the more chaos, the more people on all sides, and they start to see who is the real enemy here and who's doing this.
Yeah, we were getting a lot of... Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say, you know what's interesting, too, is this film that I just mentioned, Empire of Dust, it's set in what was formerly the Belgian Congo, and what they're trying to do is to rebuild the road, this one main road that the Belgians built back in whenever it was, the 1950s. So when the Belgians were there, they built railroads and roads, and of course the native country, the native government, the native people did absolutely nothing to maintain them. In other words, zero. They never performed any maintenance. So of course it all has crumbled.
I hear the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I'm an old sweet drum. You raise my hopes, then you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in disillusionment. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you. I don't believe you anymore.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff, and our additional co-host today, my Tuesday co-host, Paul in California. And a couple of headlines I wanted to briefly mention, perhaps to add to the discussion. This one is kind of amusing. We had Wall Street Silver, some economist tweeting out, the new normal, he's asking, coming soon to everywhere. And it's an article from Reuters. And it seems like it's trying to spin this in a positive way. I'd have to read it in its entirety to confirm. But Google test blocking news content for some Canadians. So they're testing now, as if for years, Google with and also YouTube, which they own, and a lot of other search engines and platforms affiliated, have not been censoring many topics, of course, starting at the top of the list, anti-Semitism, for years, but a wide range of different topics. And, but no, we're supposed to believe that, that you know, just now Google's testing, blocking some content for some Canadians, and I'm sure to spin it in a way that, oh, we can't have something that's dangerous to the government or society. You know, we couldn't have a domestic terror threat like people on Tucker's show who aren't supporting Ukraine or something. You never know. That could be really bad. And another one, we have on Tuesday, China's top diplomat, Wang Yi, publicly declared that his nation is ready to join forces with the Russian side. Now, I have not been convinced that we're going to have any kind of nuclear or biological, showdown, because one thing, it's been mentioned, Putin, a lot of his top people as well, have family, children, who live in the United States, for that matter. I mean, the entire infrastructure for this world government is certainly seeing role models from China. I really don't see how these countries aren't already on board. And Wilhelm, you've expressed this many times. China and Russia are just waiting for the signal. China, perhaps more than any country, the signal for one world government. And they'll be like, all right, well, look, why don't you follow our example then while you're at it? Wilhelm, where would you take this?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're not only waiting, they're fully at work by installing this and this transition to this new world, Eurasian, whatever you want to call it, BRICS-founded communist world order. But first, the West has to be destroyed, really, and to the degree that with a crisis element that they can usher this in with the digital currency, something needs to happen, this shock effect, what they openly talk about, actually, in this World Economic Forum. But, yeah, again, if you read the work of these KGB defectors like Anatoly Golitsyn, they explain this long-term goal of bringing this communist, Leninist stuff to the West and how they will destroy the West from within. And that's happening as we speak. And it's really ludicrous and pathetic, in my view, to still think that there are some saviors or good guys in the manifestation, like Putin or even China, for that matter, who's going to save us. But many people also in the alt media are just okay with it. And they think that the multipolar... Yesterday, I got a reaction from somebody in the alt media, and he said, well, multipolar would be good. It would bring some balance. And then I'm just like flabbergasted. It's like, yeah, like multiculturalism is really bringing balance in the country. But
well, you know, I mean, it's, of course, a convenient scapegoat for independent media people who don't want to dare blame Jews or Jewish power or Jewish agendas. You have China to blame, you have Russia to blame. These are solid go-tos. Iran, you know, North Korea. These are important to be able to. So yeah, that the independent media likes to stick to these as well, especially those who are trying to have a lot of sponsors they get paid through and just a lot of funding, trying to be kind of quasi corporate media, you know, quasi mainstream media with their independent financial aspirations. Paul, how would you add to this?
Well, I would want to bring some more seriousness to the discussion. You know, why couldn't I have been Chinese? I could have a name like Wang or Dong or Wong, you know? I wonder if a guy has the last name of Wang, if he's tempted to name his kid Big, you know, or if he's got a last name of Dong, if he wants to name his kid Long. Okay.
Either that, or if he doesn't feel he's fit for fatherhood, maybe he'd go into porn, right? But okay, well,
I would just quickly though want to further the point of the discussion that we were having earlier and bring another example to bear. So I was talking the other day with another fellow white man, and you know, this topic. And you have to think of it in a particular way, you know, and I think this, we've been removed from the concept of, what the Germans called blood and soil, you know? And when you think about how they've demonized the National Socialists and the so-called Nazis and even the concept of blood and soil, it's just so evil, right? The evil, they were the master race, they wanted to enslave the world, you know? Well, you know, on the one hand, you know, you never get me to argue with that. It's not a bad idea. I don't know about enslaving, but I wouldn't mind being the dominant race, the dominant force. I think there's a lot to be said for that. But it comes to the idea of defending what's yours. So, for example, you're walking down the street and, you know, you got a wallet. Somebody wants to come up and take your wallet. Well, if they don't have a weapon and they're physically not able to do it from, take it from you, then, of course, it's not going to happen. And if they may try, there's going to be, for most people, a little bit of a fight. You know, likewise, if, you know, you see somebody trying to steal your bike, you're probably going to try to stop them, right? Similar to your car. But we don't think of our land in the same way. That's why the concept of a border is so important, right? In reality, you know, we have to be thinking in terms of defending our land. And historically, that was really what it was all about. People knew well what their land was or what their home or homeland was. And now we've been divorced from that. And we're living in these cities and suburbs, and, you know, we have all these conveniences, and we're completely removed from the concept of blood and soil or our land. And I just keep going back to what William Pierce said, the great William Pierce, where he said that we have to take and hold territory and exclude others. And I like I said, things to me just come down to clarity and simplicity, and we don't need a lot of other extra baggage. And our forefathers and the people that founded this country and the people that used to be in charge of European cultures and civilizations, they knew. They had it right. And somehow we've lost this concept of our land being our own, something that we need to defend.
And Willem, would you like to add to that from a European angle?
Yeah, well, I totally hear what Paul says there and brings in there. That's the reason why I'm living here in the Tarn in France. I prefer to be here, although Holland is still my homeland. I'm a Dutchman, but it's unbearable there. It's just a big multicultural microwave, toxic microwave. But here in the Tarn, you have still the traces of the big tribes of Gaul here. And here in the Tarn, it's just farmers, and they don't... Just, you know, they're only on the markets that you see them. They're not going to this protest of the yellow vest in Paris. They don't want to do anything with people coming from outside of this department. And they don't, you don't see them in action. But the moment you will threat their families or their land, because they were still going on here with small markets inside buildings during the whole COVID thing. You have a hunter community here as well. They don't bother anyone, but if you really come to their places, then you see their faces. They're big people, and I totally agree with it. And I think that's where we should be as well. But we have so been programmed and being made lazy and just disconnected from this concept, like Paul says, that it's just an alien concept for us. So, but I see it here in France still. It's still present. So that's hopeful. That it's still in Europe present, also in the UK probably. Holland is just one big city, so it's very difficult in a different way. But in France, you have it. And it should be here, because France is going to be a hot zone with these big cities, which is going to be war zones, these big cities. And therefore, it's good that these rural areas, you still have the tribes here in a certain way.
Paul, would you like to add anything to that? I see we have a caller in the queue.
No, that's a good reaction. We're on the same page. I believe it's fairly clear. We just have to simplify, and then after that comes determination on enough people. We don't need the whole population, but there has to be enough determined people. And I still believe it's possible to win. And we shouldn't think of anything else other than winning. I don't know why we would even be considering anything other than to win. That's what built our race.
Well, Charlie Sheen had one thing right. Jay in California. Hey, welcome, Jay. How are you doing today? What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I just want to recommend to Paul the writings of Long Wang and Hu Flung Dung. I think he might really get a lot out of both. I just really love this topic. It's like enraging and heartbreaking, but I think it's really important. And I had a question, which is I think part of the problem is that white people, we've allowed ourselves to be like herded into this category of white, and that the idea that we are indigenous anywhere doesn't exist. When I talk to people, the idea that a white person is an indigenous person to anywhere doesn't exist. So breaking that idea of whiteness and returning to our ethnic identities to me would be a starting point. But I was wondering what you guys thought of that. But the real question is, do you think they're trying to erase the white race because of the whole Amalek and Edom thing? Or is this just that they realize, gee, wherever white people are, they seem to throw us out and know they're the only ones with enough sense to know what we're doing, so we just need to erase them. Is there two sections of these Jews, like the religious ones that are backing Trump and then like secular ones that are not Kabbalistic, or is it all one group just playing, you know, theater?
Well, I won't try to answer the second question. The first point you make, though, I would say we're already so far along on white genocide in Europe and America. I don't know if we could afford to separate to different ethnicities. And so many white people, European stock in the United States are of mixed. They would have to choose one country or another.
Sure.
And going, it's hard to even get into European countries as a white American these days. So, but no, for the second question, Wilhelm, would you like to respond to Jay in California?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think that we are disconnected from our indigenous history and our indigenous reality, actually, with our pagan history. And for instance, the tribal history here in France, they were mighty tribes here in France. And this is being, this disconnect has been fulfilled with these Abrahamic religions. Religion is a big problem, all religions, in my view, because this is disconnected people from the land in a certain way, and also with their historic religions to their tribes in Europe. So I think that's one. And the other thing is that, yes, I think there is this religious agenda with this end time war, Jewish prophecy, which is destroying then the Gentiles and then facilitating this insane idea of this non-existent Messiah. Well, more religious have this idea that there's a Messiah coming to save us. But so, yeah, I think that for sure. But it's in the tribe of Judaism. The problem is that most Jews, they believe that they are chosen by God. That's a problem. And if you have in your religion or any belief system a group which is extremist or is really on the dark side, through a process of cultural osmosis, you will be infected by that. So it doesn't matter if it's like Islam. You have people who call themselves moderate Islam. It doesn't exist. You have Islam or not. And it's certain way counts for the same as Judaism. And the problem is the Torah, because that's it, and these books and the idea that there is some people chosen by God.
And you know, Paul. Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because I wanted to call up an article which is on Renegade Tribune right now, and I'll read you the first paragraph. This is from an original essay in 1850 by Richard Wagner, right? And it's from chapter 2 of his Jewry and Music, Das Judentum in der Musik. Here's the opening paragraph of chapter 2 under Characteristics. The Jew, who, as we all know, claims to have God all to himself, arrests our attention in appearance. It matters not to which particular European nation he may belong. The Jew's appearance strikes us as something so unpleasantly incongruous that involuntarily we wish to have nothing in common with him. Formerly, no doubt, this redounded to his misfortune, but nowadays we cannot fail to recognize it as a misfortune which quite permits all of us still feeling very well, so much so that considering the measure of his success, his dissimilarity from us is even liable to be esteemed by himself as a distinction. We are not concerned with the moral side of this disagreeable play of nature, but merely with the consideration of its relation to art, and so on and so on. And basically, as probably people who have read about this, it's well known that Wagner did not consider the Jew to be very talented or very successful or contributing much. I believe he's the one that said, among others concurring, that the Jews or Jewish culture has produced no great men. So again, we don't need these people. I think that we should put them where Bigfoot is and let Bigfoot sort out what he wants to do with the Jew. That's my momentary take.
Well, Jay, yeah, thanks for the call. I hope that that was a satisfactory set of answers.
It all comes down to Bigfoot. I thought so.
Yeah. Does Bigfoot has a website?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right.
Every single time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. But of course, I'm sure you might take offense. Sasquatch, right? Is the politically correct term they should be using.
I would imagine there's been reports of how much Bigfoot smells, and I wonder, would Bigfoot recoil at the presence of Jews? They probably might. I don't know. Depends on what they try to do to Bigfoot culture.
Well, Sasquatch hardly ever leaves its own territory, so yeah, you could only assume such. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC,
417-932-6419. I see the ways that the lines are drawn. In case form, I see the play, how the script conforms.
And we're back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. And Paul, you had a more serious response for Jay.
Well, yeah, just it's a fairly broad avenue what he brought up, but I will just say in this way, it's a fairly straightforward calculus for these people, the Jews, in terms of making us their enemy. For example, is they've never been able to physically expel us from their societies. For example, they have not put us in ghettos. They have not forced us to live in, you know, what was known as Pale settlements. So, you know, they obviously realize that we are their main obstacle toward world domination. And so they operate in the way that they can. You know, they have extreme in-group cooperation. What they would love to call white privilege is what they exhibit. And so therefore, you know, we have to go back to our roots. It's well known our history. We used to have extreme in-group cooperation. And indeed, that has to be resurrected if we are to prevail against these people.
In-group cooperation and in-group preference is perhaps an even more important term to stress.
Yes, sir.
And we have one final caller, Richard in New York. Now, I could swear that you traditionally, when calling into RBN broadcasts, went by Joshua in New York, but I cannot nonetheless disagree. Richard is a far superior name. Well, what's on your mind, sir? Welcome to the show.
Hey, so what do you call it? Yeah, I mainly did that because I was making too many good points in the past and people didn't like it, so I was kind of being so. Right now I watch some January 6th videos, and as I was watching it, I noticed for one, there was this one, at one point a cop that was working for Washington D.C. on that day went up to a whole bunch of other cops. He seemed like he was more of a rent-a-cop in a way, that they were like trying to just get on the scene that day, and he goes up to a bunch of looks like real cops and tells them don't go down to the bottom steps or something like that. And he's like, tell them, don't go down there, you're going to be blah, blah, blah. So I forget what time it was, but if I'm right, that might have been before the cops were supposed to go down to the bottom of the Capitol steps to stop the crowd that was coming. So if that's the case, this dude was blocking real supposed cops from doing their job, and who was the cops that were down on the line holding the people back? Second, when the people show up at around 1 o'clock at the bottom of the Capitol steps or whatever, there's like maybe a couple thousand, it looks like, that are there. And then by like 2 o'clock, you notice there's another group that comes up behind them. And I'm wondering, because we're in a war and have been in a war, if that was a pincer movement type deal, whatever you'd call it, I don't know what the actual technical term is, but you make a line of defense in war, you use a small group of your really good soldiers to hold back a nice group of, enemies, and then you come up behind the big group of enemies that you're holding back, you come up behind them with a bigger force and you take them out. So I'm curious as to whether or not that was what we're witnessing in the Capitol January 6th riots and all that. Brooks Agnew was someone that went down there, Pete Santilli, and then there was also some woman that I heard on a radio podcast, I think, from Real America's Voice, soon after 2021 January 6th. And they all said some things that are very peculiar to me, and I believe that there's a big cover-up going on with January 6th. Also, there's a guy that was there who got a hole in his cheek from the cops, like a pellet gun or something. And one guy was asking him if he wanted medical attention, and he was like, no, I don't want any medical attention. The way that he was worried about it seemed like the medical might have been part of something there, too. The medical establishment might have been
hurt. Thank you for your call, sir. Thank you for your call, sir, but we're completely out of time. Thank you, Wilhelm, Paul. Please support the network, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.